You are now listening to Anaheim Nights, the uncrowned kings of comedy podcasting. www.anaheimnights.com.
I'm Gooch, and this is Goober.
I'm Goober, yo. So people do not, you know, if you do not get who we are, check the tone. I'm Goober, and this is my hetero, sexual life mate, Goocha McD.
I always gotta say it like that. My voice is totally different than yours.
Yes, obviously, it is. But some people are confused, and they don't understand that we're two separate people. And it's like,
wouldn't it be funny if we're like The Simpsons were the same person that speaks for Bart and like I don't know, I think Nelson and I forget who else are all the same, is all one person?
Yeah, they all speak for the same, for the, all the different characters, but it's just one voiceover.
It would be so funny if first you do your part and then you go through the whole thing pretending to talk to me and then you come back and do my part and then you hear yourself in like a little earpiece and you just talk back to yourself.
That would be such hard work.
Yeah, I know, but wouldn't that be hilarious if, like, you just came up with these two characters and you're just like, Guru and Gucci, yeah, there's two characters, but it's actually one person?
It's just me fucking changing the volume settings and the tone depths on the fucking, on the recording
thing. And then the pictures, the person just ripped them off Facebook and like, just doesn't even know us.
I just Googled them, like, people to do podcasts.
Yeah.
And it just showed us and shit.
We actually been dead for 15 years.
We're like married with kids and shit, like not even knowing who the fuck we are.
And there's one person out there copying our shit and
over and over again, like just doing our exact same show over and over again, word by word.
That's a good movie right there, man.
That's a good trip. Movie. That would be fucking...
You'd have to have a good split personality, you know?
You know what? Talking about that, it kind of reminds me of... Have you ever seen the movie Identity?
Identity? No.
Oh, dude.
Sounds familiar, dude.
I think it has John Cusack, and it has, who else does it have in it, man?
Cusack.
Whatever, man. Whatever his name is.
Sounds funny.
It's... I guess this is crazy dude that murdered people, but he has, like, 12 different split personalities. And so, it's like, he's 12 different people... And the point of this movie is, like, they're having a game inside his brain to unite all his personalities together so that they kill off. So, technically, he has a big-ass game in his head to with all his split personalities to kill off every other personality to find out who the killer is. I swear to God, but it's a dope movie. Nobody
and
has...
who's the killer?
Some little kid.
Oh, I thought it was him. And that was one of his other
personalities. No. He's, like, the good guy, John Cusack character, he's like a fucking retired police officer or whatever, and he's like, he's the good guy, and he like sacrifices his life to find out, you know, whatever, and blah, blah, blah. But he ends up dying anyways, so, you know, and it ends up being like this little kid that just fucking whoops everybody's ass and shit. It's a weird, there's no movie that has come close to touching it except fucking Jennifer Lopez's, the fucking, where she came out in that movie, The Cell. That movie was fucking horrible, and I'm glad that it made no money.
I have no idea. Never even heard of it.
Yeah, it's horrible. It's a horrible movie.
I don't think anything with Jennifer Lopez in it is good.
Exactly.
Except for Salinas.
Yeah, but that's because she was portraying Mexico's only, like, superstar. And it's funny that, you know, for Mexicans to have a superstar, they had to be dead.
Hey, producer, come on in. So, I think the producer's tripped out because we're not casting in the pod in the Batcave tonight. Because it's going under some renovations, you know, we're adding, you know, tools and gadgets and
I mean, you guys don't realize we're actually fucking superheroes.
Yeah, we are. We are. We got some videos coming up for you pretty soon.
Yeah. No, anyways, we're just actually working off my room, so
if it sounds weird, you know why.
Yeah.
But Be Myself and Irene is awesome with Jim Carrey.
Yes, that movie is fucking hilarious.
I love how he gives himself that big old chin, the big old butt chin.
One of my favorite parts in that movie is when, like, after they actually hook up, come on in. They actually hook up, and he's like, and what is this? And he has a big ass 12-inch dong, and he's like, you use this? He's like, it wasn't for me. He's like, ah! Oh, he goes into the bathroom immediately, starts washing his butt and shit.
Well, he needs to take a shower.
Yeah, no, I remember he walks into the bathroom and he's like, why am I peeing like I just had sex?
And, oh, yeah. Yeah, it's all night.
He's fucking peeing on the ceiling and shit. Yeah, that movie's fucking hilarious, dude.
That's funny, man.
It is funny.
Yeah, I want to ask you, man, so I'm going to give a shout-out to Winter Solstice by Anderson Valley. So anyways, this shit only comes out in winter, but I saved myself a six-pack, and this is my last one. So I'm drinking it for tonight, special occasion.
All right, man. We've
been podcast for a while.
I'm just drinking a Guinness, man, because...
It is delicious. Why are you drinking a Guinness? Let me ask you that.
Okay, well, I went to the store, and I picked up snacks, because I'm a fat man, and I have to eat, because I'm not shy to a fork. And I decided to pick up some snacks, and when I was there, I was like, oh, I should get something to drink, because, you know, to fucking bring into the podcast.
By the way, these Snyder's fucking jalapeno pretzel pieces are pretty bomb.
Yeah, dude, they're bomb. Try everything except the cheddar ones. Those are fucking disgusting.
All right.
Yeah.
Really good.
But, so I went and picked up Four Locos, and I realized why I do not drink Four Locos, because they immediately want to stop my heart.
Yeah.
Even after the new formula where it doesn't have caffeine in it and blah, blah, blah. No, I drank half of the can, and I swear to God, dude, I was having a code blue in the middle of your fucking living room. Like, fucking somebody give me CPR. And now Gooch was in here fucking pumping to fucking Black Sabbath and shit. Like, Goober's fine. He'll be fine. He's just being a pussy. He'll be cool. I'm sitting here going like, somebody help me. Why won't anybody fucking help me?
Like, we're like prepping for the show and I'm like, I'll be right back. And I come back and this guy's like, oh, I don't feel good anymore. I'm like, why? He's like, I drink a Four Locos. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, you bought it. How do you not know like what the hell's in there?
I do know, but for some reason, like, I saw that it had a new flavor, which wasn't good anyways. Because it doesn't matter what flavor you make for a Loco, it still tastes like ass.
Dude, you know, I should have checked that shit in the street like the last one.
No, that was a juice.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Juice isn't as bad, but Four Locos seem to just be a heart attack in a can. And me being fat doesn't seem to help it anyways. No, talking about being fat, man. All right, so we all know that supposedly America is like the fucking... world everything for obesity, me included, because I'm fucking huge. But okay, so if obesity is that bad and you should be swinging people off stuffing their fucking faces full of shit, why is it every fucking headline that I see on Yahoo News has to do with fucking food? One day that I just randomly went to fucking pick out stuff, you know, for the show to talk about, and at least five headlines were about food.
Now, serious?
Let me read you out of like 30 news things that are not important either. Five of them were about food, and these are the titles. One of them was like secrets of fast food. The other one was like, come on, who doesn't want a $2,000 barbecue? And then the best burgers in town around the U.S. of A. Secrets to grill, because it's fucking foolproof, and making the perfect burger. How about making the perfect fucking heart attack on a plate?
That's that KFC, the double stacker.
Yeah,
it has two pieces of greasy-ass fried meat, two cheeses, and like a shitload of bacon.
With no bread. Oh, the producer wants to chime in?
Yeah, there's this place in Arizona called the Heart Attack Grill, and the Heart Attack Grill is your meal consists of 8,000 calories.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Only in America.
And then
we gotta go check that shit out.
Yes, dude. Why? So I can go there and eat whatever I gotta eat, and then you gotta rush me to the ER so I can get my stomach pumped, and then we could just do it all over again. It's like, Goober doesn't quit. It's like, somebody help me.
Like, what happened? Like, Goober ate two plates.
He's like, did you drink a Four Loko? No, I ate the cheeseburger. Somebody please take me to the hospital. No, dude. Yeah, man. It's fucking... It's like, wow, okay, so America's, you know, obesity capital. Yeah, but yet, everything we talk about has to do with, like, dipping lard into fucking butter. Like, Jesus Christ. Come on, man.
Butter is pretty awesome.
But, come on, man. It's like, you really want to die? I mean, you're fine, dude. You can eat a lard sandwich and you'll still fucking be good. But if I fucking lick butter, I'm be like fucking on the floor like, somebody fucking help me.
You're gonna lick butter?
No.
You're just gonna go to the fridge and grab a stick of butter and be like, lick.
Hey, if I'm hanging for it, fuck it, why not?
I can just imagine you just like, you go to the fridge, you open, you're like, butter. You grab it, and then you do that little look where you look side to side to see if anybody's looking at you. You're like, nobody's looking. Lick.
The shift the eyes? To see if anybody's looking at me fucking eat butter? No, man, but it's just like, it's pretty bad, dude. And I just thought that shit was funny. Something that should have been brought to your attention.
Yeah, thanks for bringing it up, man. Thanks for bringing it up, dude.
Oh, man. Yeah, man. Oh, another thing? Okay, so I don't really know. Fucking, we know that you're going to talk major shit on this, and I think it's a good thing. So this Avril Lavigne chick, she's supposed to be punk, but she's not. She should be put in timeout immediately after she fucking got a deal.
What happened?
So she was at a fucking game, right? And so she was at a fucking Tampa Bay Rays game, so she was going to perform there for some apparent reason. And the fucking crowd started booing. So she fucking just starts wailing on the crowd, dude, that are there to watch a game.
What?
For no apparent reason. And they're not even booing at her. They're booing at the fact that the people that are supposed to be setting up all her shit, all the engineers and stuff like that, they didn't connect the mic, so the mic went dead. So she starts flipping out, talking shit on all the people that are fucking there to watch her perform. And then when the mic's cut on, she fucking... They hear her fucking like, fuck the fans if you don't like me, blah, 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 blah. She just fucking flips out.
Ah, damn. Caught in the middle of her sentence?
Yeah, dude. So it's like, that's what you get for being fucking whack.
That's hilarious.
And being mediocre, and auto-tune is what made you fucking famous.
Oh, and thanks to those engineers that fucking helped her voice out because she sucks.
Yeah, man. Like, and so, I mean, that sucks. How embarrassing, dude, to fucking be flipping out on your fans. Even though they're cheering you on and booing the people that are
fucking... I think she's a smart girl, man.
No.
I think she should have been like, dude, yeah, my mic's not working. Maybe that's why people are like, boo, not like, boo at me.
Or maybe just wait till they fucking, like, tell you, boo, you fucking suck, you. I mean, I'm pretty sure there's a shitload of people telling you that you fucking suck anyways. But you're already making a shitload of money. Why do you care? Why at this point does it even matter if people boo you? You're fucking sitting there on your mansion fucking chilling the fuck out. So why do you care if people boo you? Fuck, they boo us and we don't make any money anyway.
Yeah, right. God, what a dumb bitch. Dude, I saw an interview of her like years ago. And when she barely got famous, and this was like when we were younger, so I think I saw this on like Nickelodeon or something like that. So I know, yeah, funny Nickelodeon. But hey, back in the day, that's what we watched.
Dope, right?
So anyways, so they, on Nickelodeon, because it's a kid's show, they have, like, a teenage girl interviewer, and she's just asking, like, basic questions, like, what influenced you, blah, blah. The bitch doesn't want to answer anything. She's just there, like, smiling and, like, yeah, and gives, like, one-word answers. Yeah, this and that. Well, you're like, dude, why are you feeling so uncomfortable? It's a little fucking kid. Like, get the fuck over it and do your interview, because you're just going to upset the little kids. They're going to be like, damn, she fucking sucks, or maybe she's an idiot.
Yeah, dude, I mean, if people are coming to see you, obviously you're fucking having kid fans. I mean, how hard is it just to fucking conversate with your fans? I mean, damn, are you that shy? Then why are you fucking trying to be a singer? Why are you trying to be causing so much attention to yourself? Thanks because you have a fucking amazing voice, auto-tune, and fucking, you know, now you're awesome. It's like, okay, so we're not trying to hate on you. It's just that we just dislike you because you're dumb.
I think she's fucking it off, man. Fuck that noise.
No, I think she's fucking... I think she needs to be put on timeout. Like, I think her mom needs to fucking, you know, put her in timeout. Sit her in the corner. Like, you're still, like, 12. You're booing your fans. What the fuck kind of shit is that?
Yeah.
That's a lot of shit, fucking man. How ungrateful are you? Like,
and what happened to you this weekend, man?
This weekend? Nothing, man. I was supposed to kick it with you on fucking Friday, but that never happened because I didn't understand anything you texted me. And so I was like, oh, it's cool, man. You were doing your thing. And like, so I just went, fuck it. I'm just going to go with my peaches and chill the fuck out.
And like that? With your hands?
Hell yeah, I was just chilling out. So I started watching movies. And nothing really on fucking Friday. Saturday, we had a barbecue at my house. But it was
Sunday.
Sunday was dope, man.
You were supposed to hang out with us.
Yeah, I know.
What happened?
My cousin's kid, they did this thing for her. So it's like a big ass party.
A thing for her.
Yeah. Well,
so they just made a thing for her. They're
well,
like,
no,
hey,
it's a first. It's a first communion.
Ah, that's different from a thing.
Okay. they did a first communion for her, but you know,
not a thing.
And so they threw this big old party, and like it was pretty cool. It was dope, man. I mean, my grandma from Mexico is here. So they, you know, they got her a mariachi and they started fucking playing mariachi for her and shit.
Yeah.
And like we were all there chilling with her and shit like that, and we were fucking, we started fucking drinking massively.
Massively.
Yes, dude. We got there and started opening bottles and fucking pot and like drinking beer. And by the end of the night, I just fucking didn't know where I was at. And so I went to the car, dude, and I got home, and I thought I was cool, right? I was like, cool, man. I'm buzzing it. I'm cool. As soon as I stepped out into the breeze, it just fucking hit me like a freight truck. Like, bam, Goober, you're fucked for the night. Your night's over. And, like, I fucking was like, I need to go home. As soon as I got home, dude, I just started fucking hugging the toilet food.
Ah,
like,
really?
Yeah, dude, it was fucking bad. And I know I was supposed to go fucking hang out with you guys. And I told, from the stories that I've heard that you're about to tell me, so that all our fucking, you know, listeners that we have fucking can hear us. Yeah, dude, I heard that I missed out on some fucking dope ass shit.
Yeah, man, that shit was dope, man. But, I mean, I guess you're having a good time hugging the toilet.
I was having a blast.
Oh, man. Nah, man, I went over to the homegirl's house and she came to the podcast last week, you know?
Yeah.
Anyways, she had a little party going on and I guess she was like, yeah, I'm gonna be making this Mexican lollipop shots, and I'm like, well, I don't know what the fuck that means. You know, I don't really drink shots. I'm more of a beer guy. Anyways, we get there. I'm like, so what's this all about? And she's like, oh yeah, check this out. So she made you know those Mexican lollipops where it's like a watermelon and they have the chili on the outside.
Yeah.
As opposed to taste like that.
Okay.
So she mixes watermelon vodka, watermelon snaps, and a little bit of ice mix. And then you put it into a shot glass, but before you pour it in, you put one drop of Tabasco, I guess, in there. Just regular Tabasco.
Okay.
You wouldn't think of the shot, but, right, anyways, you pour that in, down the shot, and it's supposed to taste like that.
Okay.
First one didn't really taste. I thought it was really bad. I didn't like it. And I guess I made the next round because it's easy. I guess I just saw her make it, so I was like, oh, I'll make the next round. And according to, like, other white people that were there, I put too much Tabasco sauce in it. I thought I just did the same amount, but I put two or three drops.
Okay.
And so that shit came out really spicy. I'm like, now that tastes like that fucking sucker right there, man. So anyways, we're drinking those, and because I haven't had one of those for fucking maybe over a year or so, I just fucking downed a lot of them while I normally drink my beer. And then we're having a good time, because, you know, with the old homeboy, Eduardo and everything.
Yeah.
And then playing beer pong and all that good stuff, catching up. We had a very fucking good conversation about Star Wars. It was amazing. Anyways.
Oh, I'm pretty sure you almost busted a nut on that one.
Screw you. So, anyways.
Since you want to be fucking Darth Maul and shit.
Hell yeah. So, anyways, we're just chilling and shit. And all of a sudden, it just hits me like you. And I'm like, fuck, I am just drunk. So I'm going to go sit down on the couch, and this hours passed. I thought it felt like a few minutes, but I guess hours passed because by the time I looked at my phone later on, it was like one, it was something, and I was like, dude, I need to get the fuck out of here, man. But all that shit caught back up to me, got super drunk. I came home, finally, and just
passed out.
How did you make it home? It was just a blur of fucking alcohol and fucking, you know, you're just
I
like...
I felt fine. I don't know. I started to feel fine, like, enough to be like, oh, I'm not really good. You know, I'm good. So, but I made it home. It's not that far from my house anyway.
I mean, I'm glad that I didn't go to an extent, because then I would have been fucked, because you would have just magically disappeared, and I would have been like, how am I going to get home?
I actually did magically disappear. I didn't tell anybody I left.
Exactly.
Because I was on the couch for so long, everybody just ditched me. My friends just left, and we're, like, all hanging out playing beer pong, and I didn't say goodbye to anybody. I just remember just getting up and be like, what time is it? And be like, oh, fuck this. And I just walked out the front door and left. I didn't tell anybody. But Jesus, the funnier part is that nobody ever texts me, like, hey, where are you? You know, they weren't like, oh, my God, I'm worried about him or anything. They're just like, oh, well.
I didn't mean, I would have texted you, but I was too busy hugging a toilet, so I couldn't fucking.
We know that.
Oh, dude, that sounds funny, because you tend to do that. You just tend to magically disappear. In the middle of conversation, you'd be like, yeah, and you just get up and, like, take off in the middle of a conversation, and we're like, so, Gooch, what about your opinion? And Gooch is not around anymore. Yeah.
That's just me getting drunk, man.
Yes. Obviously, bro. Obviously. But it's all good, man. I mean, sadly, I'm, you know, pretty down that I missed out. You know, the homegirl told me a lot of other shit that went down that I missed out. And that made me very depressed, because I would have been a bit more sober than you were. So
what
I would...
What did you miss out on? Because...
apparently people making out with other people.
What?
And
who
like
made out with who?
Oh, we can't say names, bro.
I didn't see anybody making out.
But apparently, you know, I'll write it down for you, but I'm not going to tell you. But apparently some people made out with other people. And then, like, people that were here were making out with somebody else.
Oh, this seems kind of weird, because there weren't that many girls there. Because the homegirl invited, you know, obviously a good mix of people. But
okay, let me ask
the guy-to-girl ratio was like...
But was there a black girl?
Oh, no, I remember seeing a black girl.
Because you're drunk, but from the story that I heard, there was a black
what?
Chick there.
There's a black girl there?
Yeah.
Where the hell was I?
What? Yeah, man, I heard it got down, bro. And I was so...
I guess I missed out after I left then.
Yes.
Or maybe people arrived when I was on the couch.
Yes. That was a big possibility. You know... After, you tend to, when you get drunk, you just kind of tend to just fucking get in your own zone, and you completely forget about whoever the fuck else is there.
Yeah, I guess so. Dude. If there's all these other people. Yeah, but when I first was there, because I got there, I guess, early, I don't know, the guy-to-girl ratio was not that good, you know? But it was just all pretty much homies, because it's a small kickback.
Yeah.
And,
No, I heard a lot of people went. Heard a lot of
Yeah. But I mean, like I said, it was mostly just all friends. So I was, what the fuck? I don't remember any of these people being there.
I don't know either, man. I mean, I wasn't there, so I can't tell you that this shit happened. But I wish I was there, because from what I heard, like, it got down. And I wish I would have been there, because if you were livening up the party, I can only imagine if I showed up and we were both drunk livening up the party.
No, I was really good. I was really good in the beginning.
Yeah, I heard.
Before I sat down, I was cracking jokes left and right, so it was pretty good.
Yeah, dude, I heard that you were fucking, you know, you were doing good for both of us, so.
Yeah, people should join us when we podcast, because, you know, it's funny shit. Because we drink afterward, we had a good time anyway.
Yeah, we do, I mean, when we podcast, we do sit around and bullshit beforehand, get a couple of drinks in us to loosen up.
I like how you do a little wave. People can't see, but you're doing a little wave with your arms.
If you would be on blogtv.people/fuckingAnaheimNights, you would see me doing the wave and shit. Moving my jelly rolls and shit. But
jelly
you don't,
rolls, dude.
But you don't see that because you're not watching us live. So see, now you should watch us live on blogtv.
That's true.
But yeah, man, I heard that fucking, it was down, and I kind of wish I would have been there, but I just... couldn't get up, bro. I was just like...
We know.
Yeah, man. And you do tend to do that, dude. You do tend to disappear and just kind of, like, drift off. And I'll tell you why. Because one time we were at a kickback, and you didn't want to go, but I asked, come on, man, let's go. It's not a fucking Gucci Goober party without Gooch. And you went, and you started getting enough alcohol into you that you thought that all the rest of us were fucking boring, and that you just wanted to watch TV. So you're at the homegirl's house, like, this fucking far away from the TV, and you're
tell
just
how
like,
far.
You know, little kids, when they're playing fucking video games, but their noses still touch the fucking screen that close. Just watching TV. And I'm glad that you mentioned Nickelodeon, because you were watching fucking Nickelodeon.
Shut up.
Yes, you were. Shut I have up. Pictures of it. That's why I remember.
I want to see this evidence, because I don't fucking believe it.
Yeah, I was like, Gooch, are you cool? And you still had your little fucking, like, emo haircut, and you were just like... And you were just like, thumbs up to me.
Oh, yeah, the thumbs up one. Yeah, I know what you're talking about
and
now.
And you just went back to watching TV, bro.
In that case, now I do remember. I don't think I thought you guys were boring. I think what happened was, I was just so adamant.
Keenan and Kel got on TV, and you're like, fuck everybody else. Keenan and Kel's on. I love orange soda. I do.
That's hilarious, man. Oh, I love that show, by the way. That used to be one of my favorite fucking shows back in the day. So, oh, man.
Yeah, man. Kel. That shit's dope. Sadly, we are at the end of our 30-minute mark. No! I'm glad that you guys came back to listen to us. I'm sorry that we skipped a couple of days. It's a lot of shit that's in our personal lives that we cannot share with you, but...
We got lives, assholes.
Exactly.
I'm just joking.
I'm sorry that we're not professional enough for you, but we're just two dudes in a bat cave. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm thinking, like, when it really picks up and we're all, you know, big and shit, yeah, you know, we'll do, you know, a couple of times a week or once a week, because, you know, this is not our main thing. You know, our main thing is our normal lives. But if it became big enough where it was, like, our main, like, you know, income and, like, we're, you know, making it big and shit, or, you know, people listen, a lot of people, and yeah, we'd put more effort into it, because I'd be able to quit my fucking piece of shit job.
Yeah.
You know?
The money that we make for this shit, it just comes back into the show. None of it goes into our pockets. So you know, yeah, we're broke. I'm sorry. But catch us on Facebook.com/IamGoober, Facebook.com/GoochMcD, Facebook.com/AnaheimKnights, capital A, capital K. If people know what the fuck is up, then you can actually see us do this shit live on blogtv.com/people/AnaheimKnights, capital A, capital K. So catch us, you know, here, man. It's only 30 minutes out of your week, and you'll be fucking laughing your asses off.
It's really funny in person, too.
Yeah, if you're in person...
Because we start touching and...
Because well, you can anyways. See us, you can see my jelly rolls moving shit. You know, so it's like, come and catch us live, man. It's only 30 minutes out of your week. And
you're such
I
a
mean,
plugger.
Yeah, and it's free, bro. It's free. This is Anaheim Nights, making people come butt ass naked since 2010.
Bitches.
California. Bienvenidos a California. California. California.
Bienvenidos al estado donde vivo, tierra de mi gente, casa para los más pesados, es evidente, la capital de jugadores y las jainas más buenas, con que nunca te enamores. Aquí es puro party, de los clubs a las calles, you can ask anybody, y al equipo no le falles, aquí todos los compas le van a Lakers y los Dodgers, para algo todos luchan, pregúntale a los homies que desde el bote me escuchan, y te hablo con la verdad, sabes todos tus sueños y le echas ganas se hacen realidad, saludos a los que pasen, ya saben que las fachas y las modas aquí nacen, California todo el día, aquí representando, desde San Diego a la Bahía,
California. Bienvenidos a California. California. Bienvenidos a California.
Bienvenidos a California. Tierra del mojado hechicero, natal de México, que no conoce el miedo. Los crímenes me tienen preso en mi castillo. La vida de glamour y lujo viene conmigo. Tengo la reputación de mil amores, mujeres, varios sabores, varios dolores. Tuve la desilusión y caí en la pinta. Golpes de la vida, golpes sin medida. En este mundo creo que todo se vale. Las calles de Los Ángeles me hicieron buen jale. Hago mis... Ahora nunca me rajo, como un gallito fino nunca se queda abajo. Este es tu homenaje con todo respeto. Mujeres, cerveza y son tu reflejo. Continuamos con este crimen, con el próximo asalto en el coro pa' que se animen.
California.